More Idaho Matters right now. Though historic snowfall eased drought conditions, threats of extended dry periods don't let up in the arid West, and that's why water managers across our region are working on creating sustainable water supplies, which includes turning the water that flushes down people's toilets into drinking water for their taps. Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Brodell reports.
At a water reclamation facility in North Reno, recycled wastewater is running beneath a floor grate inside a small testing room.
It's about halfway through the treatment process at the wastewater facility. So it's clean, but there's still some color, there's bacteria in it, some solids.
That's Lydia Teal. She leads sustainability projects for Truckee Meadows Water Authority, the region's water utility that serves about 440,000 people in the Reno area. One of those efforts is called One Water Nevada, which is working on recycling wastewater into drinking water. The Reno area doesn't have a history of threatened water supplies, but that could shift quickly with climate change, Teal says.
We don't know if we would have years-long droughts. We don't know if there could be a catastrophic fire on the Truckee River where the quality is decreased for a period of time.
Teal says many advanced purified water facilities are in coastal communities and use a technology called reverse osmosis, but that process generates brine that gets sent to the ocean.
We don't have that luxury here. We wouldn't know what to do with the brine.
So Teal and her colleagues tried a new technology that uses a combination of charcoal filtering and adding ozone. After years of tests, they were able to meet national and state safe drinking water standards. Now, the project leaders are designing a large-scale facility that's scheduled to break ground next year. Teal says it'll cost about $120 million to build and a few million more to operate each year.
People are watching us because we are an inland community, and we're really breaking ground as one of the first communities in the nation to be looking at technology like this.
Similar projects are being planned in our fast-growing region. This year, Colorado became the first state to adopt regulations for treating wastewater and sending it directly to taps. And the city of South Jordan, Utah, is testing out purifying its wastewater to safe drinking levels. Officials say it's for demonstration only, and to find out if that'd be an option, if necessary. Reno's treated water won't hit people's taps right away. It'll be monitored and used to irrigate nearby alfalfa fields. A year later, it'll be injected into the groundwater, stored for a few years, extracted, and tested some more.
Then when we all feel comfortable, the public feels comfortable, then we can open the door of providing it to the public for potable use.
Making consumers feel comfortable might be the biggest hurdle, Teal admits. That's why the project team is demonstrating its purification system at community events, using the inside of a semi-trailer as a mobile treatment lab. Mark Milan is the founder of Data Instincts, which does public outreach for recycled water projects across the West, including One Water Nevada.
When people start to really understand the purification process, they almost think, oh gosh, I'd rather have this water than bottled water because it is so clean.
Nusha Ajami often reminds people that drinking recycled wastewater has been done for decades, starting with astronauts in space.
What happens in the spaceships is they recycle their urine and other water they use and drink it. So the technology has been there for a long time.
Ajami's a hydrologist at Lawrence Berkeley National Labs, and she says purification projects will be even more important in our future.
The more we can do this at every scale, the less we need to take out of the environment. So that in that way, we can also protect our ecosystem. So I would say reuse and recycling at every scale is going to be part of our water resilience portfolio in the future.
Back at the testing room in Reno, Teal says their three pilot trailers were producing more than 14,000 gallons of advanced purified water per day. The full-scale plant will produce up to 2 million a day. For comparison, Reno area residents use more than 100 million gallons of water daily in the summertime.
To have another resource as a part of our drinking water in this area is huge. You never know what's in the future, and it's just another drop in the bucket for us.
She says they could have underground storage of waste-turned-clean drinking water as early as 2029. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradle.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.